Switching over to New York now, joined by senior analyst of foreign policy in focus, Mr. Ian Williams. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Williams. Well, this situation going on in the Malvinas Islands or Falklands Islands can be quite confusing for some. There would be some that says, well, what's wrong with a referendum? Why not have the people choose their own destiny? So your take, what is exactly the problem?
Well, the problem is that it is a problem for both parties. The British government could save a lot of money by giving away the islands. Margaret Thatcher tried to give away the islands. Her problem was the Argentinian military junta at the time actually tried to take them. So to preserve her self-respect, she sent an armada right across the globe, retook them. So there's no way they can give them back now, having fought a war on behalf of self-determination for the Malvinas, the Falkland Islanders. The Argentinians, I regret to say, are raising this issue probably because they're facing a huge economic crisis and the government is trying to take people's mind off it, which is precisely what Galtieri was doing. And it's very dangerous of Buenos Aires to say that a referendum is meaningless. Under the United Nations under the United Nations Trusteeship Council and Decolonization Councils, then people have the right to self-determination, and this is the way to express it. The obvious way out here is for the Argentinians to woo and win over the Falkland Islanders, who, I mean, they call them settlers, but they've been there longer. They and their ancestors have been there longer than most Argentinians have been in Argentina. So, you know, they've been there since 1830. It's very difficult to call them settlers after almost 200 years.
How much of it do you think is part of the oil that has been discovered nearby? Does that play a role?
Well, certainly the Argentinians would like to get their hands on the oil. The British in London don't actually derive, as far as I know, any direct benefit from this because the revenues will go to the Falkland Islands Council. And those 3,000 Malvinans, Falkland Islanders, will be some of the richest people in the world if they do discover the bonanza. But that makes it more difficult, of course, because they are less likely to want to join in an Argentina teetering on the edge of economic crisis almost perpetually if they feel prosperous and know that there's all this revenue about. It's almost an absurd situation, but there are some serious principles involved. Under the principles of decolonization, the people living there have the right to self-determination.
And what's your take, Mr. Williams, then? What Buenos Aires says is that the Argentinians who were there were forced to leave. The British forced them to leave off the islands, and now these are the descendants of the colonialists and not the Argentinians themselves.
Well, let us see if the Argentinians will extend the same indulgence to the Native Americans whom they displaced to take Argentina or the Creole population. This is getting into almost the realm of absurdity.
Okay.
The British would like to get rid of it. If the Argentinians want to, they can try to woo the Falkland Islanders. But everything they've done so far, from the invasion, from blocking air routes and so on, is calculated to alienate the islanders.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Sorry, we're out of time. I appreciate it. Out of New York, senior analyst of foreign policy and focus, Mr. Ian Williams.